Blog Talk Radio.
We stop all that shit. Let me put that off. Fellas, we gonna kick it about rivals. Not men rivals. Well, maybe yours is a rival of man, but my only rival in life has always been my thoughts. What I think has always been the only thing that moved me. Now, these thoughts, some of them can be positive, some of them can be negative, but I would like them all to promote me to be proactive in my life. So my thoughts are the only things that can actually make me change directions once I make my mind up. Now, I forgot to bring this closer. I've had to make a lot of adjustments. I mean, you know, everything don't work for me as soon as I try it. But when I was younger, and I, you know, was thinking about what I'm going to let make me do shit, and my rival in my mind, I wanted it to be like a super being or something, you know, some great, I don't know, entity. Somebody capable of seeking out or achieving magnificent feats. You know, I wanted whoever my rival was to be big like that. But my rival is actually greater than that. My rival in my life, my biggest rival right now, or I have the most wrestling right now in my life, is the thought of me not doing enough to get what I want. I'm telling you, the biggest rival for me right now is me thinking the thought of not taking SWU as far as I could take it, or as far as it deserves to go. Because the thing about SWU and that most people don't understand is it's my goddamn baby. Yeah. I'm getting so many requests now. Everybody want to come to the school. What I don't understand, the school has semesters. January, April, July, and October. That's when the shit starts. But I get a lot of motherfuckers hit me in February. The July semester is goddamn already a month old. So you can't get in until the motherfucking April semester. But then in April, everybody started hitting me in May. So I kind of think it's a game people play. You know, so, you know, this is how much I think about shit, man. I can't help it. I think about shit. So I'm just getting so many requests till what I'm going to actually have to do is pass them up. Well, that's what I've been doing, you know, and, you know, I don't want more than 50 at a time. So, you know, I worry about, am I cutting myself short with this 50 student limit? You got to understand something about a brother like me. Most times when I was a young man, you know, learning game and trying to figure out where I've been in, I used to ride by myself. I just rode alone. And I still do that today. I don't have no friends that I go pick up, you know, and ride every day. I probably would fuck with Tay like that, but he in L.A., I'm in Vegas. But I really doubt if I would be fucking with him every single motherfucking day. I probably haven't called him every day, but I'm just saying. would be alone because my shit, the way I think, I don't like people interrupting. And I don't want people trying to help me. I didn't have, nor did I want, a gang of dudes in my car all thinking the same goddamn shit. And we riding down the street, you know, just complimenting or confirming that we think the same shit. Fuck that. I would ride and think of the things I wanted to do in this amazing game that I was blessed to be in. And then I'd figure out how to motherfucking do it or get it. I'm leading up to something, fellas, so you're just going to have to deal with me because you know me. I'm old and I'm an instructor. And I do not want to say go from A to Z without you learning the rest of the alphabet. So fuck you if you think I should hurry up. There's big rewards waiting for you if you learn to be patient and understand what I'm trying to give you. If you're committed, now, I don't usually do this, but I'm going to tell you. I'm finna drop a nugget right now. This is something I guess I think I should make sure you get. If you was committed to getting shit instead of wanting shit, you would be a different kind of animal. See, you guys are all committed to wanting shit. That's a rival of mine. Wanting versus getting. I'm on the get it side. Now, I will admit, at one point, everyone wants something. But the big difference between you and motherfuckers like me, I only want it one time. Because after I want it, I'm finna go get it. I ain't finna sit around and wait for some motherfucker to help me get it or wait for the correct amount of money to try to get it. I ain't doing none of that. I don't think of shit that I ain't finna do right now. I don't give a fuck if it costs a lot of money, then maybe I'm gonna have to do some of it right now because I got, you know, some money to do whatever. I might not have enough. But one of SWU's focuses is to show you how to get what you want instead of simply wanting it. The benefits of being a disciplined person, which is another thing SWU helps you establish. But the benefit of being a disciplined person doesn't show up immediately. Neither does the progress that you're making when you're trying to gain confidence. It's not going to happen overnight. It'll happen if you put the work in. Otherwise, you want confidence, so you buy my course. Oh, cause you bought the course, you're going to get confidence? Come on, man. It don't work like that. You got to buy the course, then you got to do what the fuck the course is talking about, period. And if you do that shit, and don't let them occur, call me and cuss me out. Say I'm a fake motherfucker. But don't just buy the motherfucking course and think that course is going to just make you a motherfucker. No, man. The course is going to guide you in becoming a motherfucker. But you still got to go get it. Come on. 706, baby. What's up?
What's happening, bud?
Nothing, man.
What's up? You hear me, bro?
Yeah, I can hear you, brother.
Main thing. What's up, man? Appreciate that advice last time, man. Hey, I was calling to tell you about, man, it's long at the top. I've been getting understanding and everything. You can't chop it up with everybody. It's like how you were saying, you be in a car full of homeboys, but they just ain't on that level. They want it. We get it. So it's like, where do you go to, like, find, like, that companionship?
Hey, bro, listen and understand this. What you asking is important, but the answer is more important. Because if you can't be by your goddamn self, you ain't going to go nowhere. That's where you need to go. That's where you need to go. Inside. I just was saying, I rode by myself. I don't need no car full of motherfuckers thinking the same bullshit I'm thinking. I want to think of some shit and science on it and make myself do it. Otherwise, if you ride with motherfuckers, you're being supported by their whatever they're talking about. And if you need that kind of support, you ain't going no goddamn where, because that's why they ain't got no cars and they ain't got no bitches. You need yourself. That's all you need, bro. And once you find yourself and you're able to ride by yourself, you'll start noticing other motherfuckers doing that. And you and that motherfucker see each other and nod heads. What's up? And before you know it, you're going to meet this fool because now you seeing him. Whereas before, you wasn't noticing him because you're in the car with all these hardheads and all you notice is more hardheads. No, man, when you get to rolling in game, whatever level you rise to, you start seeing shit that you're supposed to be looking for. You feel me?
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Yeah, bud.
You got anything else?
Nah, man, I'm kicked back and enjoy the show.
Okay, that's what you need to do then, bro, for sure. See, my thing, even, you know, though I am one hard to get along with motherfucker, my thing is to notice shit. My thing is to make sure what I notice is fucked up. That's me. I notice everything about you that's fucked up. And I'm going to tell you all about it. And it's up to you to change it. That's what's so fly about motherfucking Sidewalk University. People come in there thinking they can pretend. And it doesn't matter how much acting classes they took. They can't get shit past me. And that's what they like. They end up, they're right now, this semester, they're right now at the point to where they starting to realize how much they like me being so chicken shit. Because up until this point, I'm just being straight. Man, fuck you. I don't want to hear that bullshit. Fuck whatever I'm saying. But what I'm saying is really showing them the path to being what they're trying to be. Because no one's going to baby you. No one is going to assist you. No motherfucker is going to do shit for you but try to take your shit. Let's say it's 10 motherfuckers, and the little pieces got some for all of us. Now, if you think I'm the kind of motherfucker to stand in line and wait my turn, you fuck, because I'm a cut. I'm going to do all kind of shit so I can make sure I get my shit, and don't think I ain't getting back in line. Fuck you motherfuckers that's going slow, thinking slow, man. I ain't finna shit. So what I'm trying to say is what I've noticed about you motherfuckers is you just won't fully commit. You just won't commit to what you want. You'll just want it. Man, I forgot. You guys... You guys can't commit because it might interfere with your rap career. The greatest determining factor in your success as a confident man is your commitment to being confident. If you're not committed to being confident, then how could you be committed to being a confident man? Oh, that's right, because you 21 and you want confidence, so you're a confident man because you want it. Man, come on, that's what I'm saying. You guys are sick. Only in this fucking computer generation do you find grown motherfuckers so insecure. They so insecure that they claim pimping and rapping at the same time. And they claim to be an entrepreneur. See, you guys just don't want to accept it. But you're the motherfuckers that need to choose. It's not the women. You do. You need to choose. What you gonna do? Oh, leaving it to the bitch to choose. Oh, the bitch is the bitch that. I don't blame shit. I talk shit about bitches. Well, I don't blame shit on them. Because it ain't they motherfucking fault. It's your motherfucking fault. If you would get your shit together and understand how to represent your shit, your motherfucking ass would not be going through this goddamn bullshit. See, now, a lot of you motherfuckers probably don't know this about me. But see, just because I talk all this shit, you have to balance it out. It's called karma. And if you don't believe in it, that's on you. I believe in it. So to be able to continually talk all the fucking shit I talk, to be mean as I fucking am, I have to balance it out with being a humanitarian. I'm a fucking humanitarian. Some of you just simply won't believe it, but I am. That's why I keep kicking this real game to your motherfucking ass, because I get to be this fucked up nigga that I am. And I don't get no negative karma, because as fucked up as I am, I'm giving like a motherfucker on a continuous basis. I believe in being as good of a human as I could be. And I also believe in receiving all the benefits for believing that. I do. And life provides me with various things. And I have to understand, if you sleep, you're going to miss it. Some people be woke like a motherfucker, but they be asleep. Because their mind ain't thinking. They just, you know, like zombies. They woke. And you know, I'm just mentioning that zombie shit. I realize why you guys like zombies, the movies. I never watched that bullshit. But you guys like it because that's how you are. You see yourselves as zombies. Just walking around, whatever. The reason I'm saying this shit, the reason I'm giving you this insight to what I'm thinking are many. There's many reasons. But the other day, I was fortunate enough to answer the phone. Show wasn't live, but they was calling into the show. And this happened to be a brother who had just got out of the joint. Motherfucker did 2 years. So we get to talking. Then he told me he bought my confidence course. And he, you know, he ain't asking for nothing free. You know, he just wanted me to give him a deal because he wanted to buy it again because whatever. Going to jail, blah, blah, blah. He lost his shit. Now,
you know, the shit I was talking about as far as he remembered, I was dope.
He thought it was dope, and he just wanted to continue. So, you know, we kicked it for a few more, you know, moments, and when he mentioned his name, I remembered it. He had a really French, weird name that I heard before, but it was for black people. And I told him, man, I remember you, man. And I said, man, give me your email, and I will hook you up for free, bro. You know, he had only bought the first 1.0. He was honest. He told me that. So he sent me his address. And when I started putting the shit together, I thought about it. And I decided that I should give him the whole thing. Just bless him with it because he was so real. Plus, he just raised up. Now, I didn't have to do that. But doing that got me to thinking about the value of my confidence courses. And thinking of that shit reminded me of a motherfucker that had a physical fucking deformity. His chest poked out and kind of just had a little deformed. I remember this dude, man, see this some motherfucker. Hello? Stupid motherfucker. Well, I'm saying that motherfucker's weird. Hey, you know, I shouldn't answer them the phone when motherfuckers call like that, but I did, so fuck it. But what I'm saying, this brother, I'm telling you, he had a physical deformity. And he acknowledged to me that he was suicidal. And you know, he had listened to me a couple of times. He had talked to me on a couple of my little videos. And I had said whatever that made him want to actually talk to me this particular time. And he said he kind of was overcoming his suicide, thoughts of suicide. Now, I get these kind of fucking calls. I'm not no goddamn therapist like that. So, you know, even though I'm shit, you know, I'm a shit-talking motherfucker, man, I ain't trying to spin nobody over the edge. So I'm very careful in what I'm saying to him. And I waited for him to finish, and then I asked him a couple of little basic questions. And I decided his confidence was fucked up. But it was fucked up because of something other than what he thinks. But he thinks his physical deformity got him tripping. And I told him, man, I don't know if you ever seen anything like this, but I know motherfuckers paralyzed in a wheelchair. Got 4, 5, 6 bitches. Motherfucker got one of his legs cut off, one of his arms cut off, one of his eyes out. I mean, all that shit. Excuse me. All that shit is imperfection. If that's how you see it. Because that motherfucker in that wheelchair didn't see it as imperfection. Or he couldn't talk to bitches. Neither could the motherfucker with no leg or no arm or no hand or no eye. If they thought it was an imperfection, they couldn't talk to damn bitch. But I knew motherfuckers with all of that, not all of it at once, but I knew a one-legged motherfucker, a one-armed motherfucker, a motherfucker with his hand fucking cut off. I mean, no eye, burnt up skin all on their motherfucking face. I knew motherfuckers that had goddamn problems. So I asked this motherfucker after telling him that shit. I said, man, if I send you my motherfucking courses free, no cost, would you follow the directions? And of course the motherfucker said, fuck that part. Of course the motherfucker said, yeah. But what I'm saying is, I don't want him to feel like I'm, you know, feeling sorry for his motherfucking ass. So I told him the only thing you going to have to do, man, is promote my shit. He said, okay. And he agreed, of course. I sent him the full course. And he called into some other show and was talking about this shit. This host liked what he was saying. And the dude said he could put him in touch with me. Now, what I'm saying, he's doing this because he wanted to pay for the course, which right there shows you he's a different kind of man because he already got the shit free. So he got in contact with me and told me how much the confidence course had made him see differently than he had been seeing. And then he told me of his radio personality that it'd probably be good for me to speak to him. Now, you know, a radio motherfucker going to say, yeah, have him call in because it's going to make his show better. So it ain't like he was sprung on me. I ain't saying that. But he thought it would be a good person for me to speak with. This dude lacked confidence at first, but he stepped up and he said he was going to reach out to see if he could make it happen, you know. And let me tell you, he took a chance, and he won, which is what each and every one of you would do if you took a motherfucking chance instead of guessing, no, I don't need to do that. You see baby over there, and shoot, she fine, but I don't think I need to talk to her because she probably go do it. I mean, come on, man. You motherfuckers don't care nothing about what you really be complaining about. Because if you did, you wouldn't wake up and do it again tomorrow. You do it, you wake up today, you woke up last week and did this. You woke up every day last week and did this. Now it was this week, you woke up and doing it. Now tomorrow, you're going to wake up and do it. And you expect something different to happen. Can't do the same thing over and over. That's the fucking definition of being stupid. See, why did this motherfucker win? Man, not because of my courses. He did not win because of my motherfucking courses. He won because, for one thing, he hadn't got into the course deep enough to win because of the course. But he won because he took that chance. Because something I said in the first few minutes of that doggone course struck him. Now, don't you want to know what it was that I said that struck him? Sorry, I can't tell you because what he got out of it may not be what you get. But what's so fucking important is that you're going to get something. I make sure of it at SW, excuse me. I do not let you be on a conference call with me and not get something. So, me and this brother hooked up. I talked to this cat in New York. And, but before we hung up, this dude said, I'm telling you, he said this to me. He said, Rose, but I never thought of the things that you say on your course. But I've actually heard all of it before because I bought a lot of self-help shit that didn't help me at all. Probably because it wasn't about me. But I really feel what you're saying is not about me, but is very applicable to me. And I'm completely stoked to be on the other end of the phone speaking with you, bro. Now, of course, I thanked him. But before day was up, like I said, I looked up with this personality, And it was because of this dude who had no confidence or low confidence before he spoke with me. He realized something that you will realize through my courses. My course only awakens your will. If you have will and you move on the will you have, you'll gain enough confidence to finish your road to a beautiful life. Now, what I'm saying is, the reason I told you these stories, this is humanitarian work at its best. Doing it without the person really realizing you're doing it. And at the same time, it's costing me. But it's not, because everything's free for me. What I'm saying is, I salute me for this. And guess what? Wait. Seriously. This is something totally different, and you ain't gonna fucking believe. But guess what, fellas? I'm in love. I can admit it. I'm in fucking love. I was in the mirror this morning and could not resist the charm of that motherfucker staring back at me. And something happened. It could only be love. It can only be love. I'm a truly fortunate brother. Hey, 510, what's up with you?
Hello.
Yeah, what's happening, brother?
What's up with it, bud?
Nothing, man. What's happening?
Man, I admire you for years, man. And I have a question for you. Ever since I seen that documentary, American Pimp, right? I always wondered, you know, like, how did Revlon go about buying your nails? Because that's like the most pimpy shit I ever heard in my life.
Hey, listen, they was on the corner of Hollywood Boulevard in Highland. And then that building, it was the, I think it was Frederick's back then. It was that undergarment store. But upstairs was Revlon. And, you know, they seen me. I forget where I was. And they asked me how did I get my nails like that, and I told them that, you know, that they just grow like that. And they was like an inch long. And they asked me if I wanted to sell them. And I said, yeah. I thought they was bullshitting. And they took me to the office, and they peeled my nails off all the way down to the bottom, not off of my finger, but I'm talking about where the nail come out. And they squared them off the bottom, and they told me if I had another set like this, they would buy them $500. And let me tell you something, man. I sold it to them twice before, you know, because they used to make fake nails out of real nails, and that's what they wanted mine for.
Okay. Was that like was you like the trendsetter of like?
No, hell no. No, they was already doing the shit, but people already was selling them nails, their fingernails. But they rarely got a set of nails. You know, one or two of them was broken or something. Mine, all 10 of mine was just perfect. That's what they like.
Okay, that's what's up. Hey, I had another question for you too. I know that like you don't really do the phrases thing, you know, like they say these little phrases and shit.
Yeah, go ahead.
You don't really fuck with it, but yeah, there's a little phrase like the way that you meet a bride, the way that you meet her is the way that you leave her, right? Do you like
No, you got that backwards. That? No, that's not the right saying. The way you meet her is the way you keep her. That's the right saying. And what it means is you run up on the bitch talking all this motherfucking shit, and you're talking about being fly, but then, you know, 2 days later, you're boring, and you ain't fly like that, so you ain't going to have babies. The way you meet her is the way you keep her.
Okay. Because I kind of, like, heard people talking about, like if you go weak on a bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you come at her, like, on some soft shit, you know what I mean? That's the way that she going to treat you for the rest of y'all relationship, you know?
Well, that could be true. But what I'm saying is, what does the way you meet her is the way you leave her? How does that make sense?
But like what I said, like, if you, like, go weak at her, you know what I'm saying? Like
but,
if you treat her, like,
but,
real
but
nice.
Wait. Which person is going to actually want to meet a bitch weak? And if a person do meet her weak, you're right. There's going to be a weak, you know, link in that relationship as far as that goes. She's going to treat you like that. But what I'm asking is, if the way you meet her is the way you leave her, the only way that could be right is if you understood pimping. Otherwise, you've met that bitch pimping hoes, slamming Rolls Royce does, and your motherfucking ass finna leave her pimping hoes and slamming Rolls Royce does, because the bitch ain't got shit to do with your motherfucking pimping.
Okay.
Do that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, bro, you guys got to listen to what you're saying. And that's why I don't go for that saying shit y'all be doing, because y'all be meaning such ridiculous shit. Think about it.
Yeah,
the way you get her is the way you leave her. Come on, man. The way you get her is the way you gonna keep her, because you came at her raw dog, pimping like a motherfucker, so the whole time she with you, you gonna be doing that. And you go keep her because that's how she met you.
Well, I met my girl, and, you know, I was like, you know, I just...
You ain't
I
got
her
no
shit.
Pimping in you, man, so why are you trying to talk that shit then? You ain't got no pimping in you. I can hear it in your voice.
I ain't talking about no pimping because I ain't no pimp. I ain't saying I'm a pimp.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm saying, like, how I met my woman, you feel me, is, like, I met her on some, like I gave her some money one time, you know what I'm saying, and I feel like that, like, changed our whole relationship. She kind of looked at me kind of like a sucker, you know what I mean, and I was wondering, you know, like.
Wait,
you,
stop.
I, like,
stop.
Yeah.
Did she look at you like you was a sucker, or did you look at you like you was a sucker?
You right. I kind of like...
No, I'm not right. I asked the question, which one is it?
I looked at myself like a sucker.
Okay, so stop, man. What I'm saying is, let's say you was fucking with this broad, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you fucking with her for X amount of time, and then the bitch asked you for something because she needed it?
No, I just gave it to her because I just wanted to do something nice for her.
Okay, wait. Stop right there. What made you want to give her money to do something nice?
Well, because I really didn't have time to go out and go look for something.
Stop,
I really
stop,
didn't know
stop,
exactly
stop,
what she
stop,
wanted.
Stop. Just listen to me, man. You gave her money because you didn't really have time and you just wanted to do something nice. So, what I'm saying is, doing that made you think you was a sucker, or made you feel like you was a sucker?
No, I just felt like after that, you know, she started to act like she could just do or say whatever she wanted to say after that. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Stop right there, stop. See, bro, listen to me, man. All these things I'm asking you, you got answers that you didn't even address. When you wanted to do whatever the fuck you did for her, and you ended up giving her some money, and let's say you felt funny about it, you should have told yourself, man, I ain't had time to go nowhere for this goddamn bitch, man. Shit, I just wanted to give her the money. You got to make yourself see what you're doing, all right? But I'm saying, after you gave her the money, and you noticed that she tripped or was starting the trip. Why are you stopping right there, bitch? I hope you don't think because I gave you some money, I'm some fucking sucker going to listen to the old bullshit. How come you didn't do that?
I said, I don't know.
Hey, listen to me, bro. Bro, listen. If you motherfuckers wouldn't be so scared to think you can handle this shit, because as I asked you the questions, you see you had all the right answers.
Right.
If you would have moved on them instead of not moving on them, that bitch would be in pocket, and you never would have thought the bullshit you was thinking, because you the one wanted to give it to her. She didn't ask you for it. She didn't say, unless you give it to me, it's going to be like, she didn't say none of that shit. Now, that's when you being a sucker, when you, you know, go up with that bullshit. But she didn't do none of that, man. So it has to be you not understanding what motherfuckers do for bitches. Some motherfuckers get on one of my videos, some of them I heard you being a chump. They got some kind of fucking link of me talking to some bitch about some babysitter or some shit. But what I'm saying is I was denying that shit. Nigga, you lying. Because I don't do that sucker shit. And then a couple of motherfuckers called in and say it is a video of me, but it ain't like what this fool is describing it. He described me being a sucker for this bitch because of whatever the fuck. And I know that ain't me. But what I'm saying is this. Oh, you did? Okay. What I'm saying is the nigga describing it as being a sucker because he thinks anything you do for a bitch, you being a sucker, because he was talking about
I heard that shit too. That was some bullshit to me, bud. I said I heard that shit too. That shit was some straight bullshit to me, because you know how you gonna even talk to a bitch without, you know what I'm saying, doing any, you know what I mean, that little shit.
Hey, that's my point right there. Some fools think if you do anything for a bitch, you a sucker. Man, if you want to bust that pussy out and the bitch ain't got no babysitter and ain't got no money and the babysitter costs $25, you a sucker for paying for the babysitter? You a sucker for not paying for the babysitter? Listen to me, man. This is where you was at. Thinking you was a sucker because you was doing something you wanted to do. A bitch. Fuck these niggas, man. They don't know how to have a bitch. How you going to have a bitch and don't do shit? You can't. Hey, my bitch, Pandy, blah, 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 blah. Baby, look, I'm going to take you and get you some jewelry made. I take this bitch and take her down to the jewelry bar. She get a charm made, a big old, you know, some kind of slick, cost $1,200, $1,500. Am I being a trick? No, I ain't being no trick. I'm pimping. This is what we do. We invest. Men do that too. Invest in your relationship. You can't have no woman and you don't motherfucking look. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, you listen to my shit, because that got to be why you calling me. Well, why are you calling? You already told me you hate me. Yes, we are. Okay. That's good. Bye. See, what I'm saying right there. Oh, shit, let me brush it up. Right there. This woman. Never mind. Hey, 618, I'm going to get you in a minute. But 510, my point is that you can't have shit without investing in what you're doing. So I don't care if you just riding this bitch to Applebee's and you're going to spend $80 or $100, whatever, on some dinner. You ain't no trick. Because you eat like this is the kind of fucking place I want to eat,
This is the place I was bringing this bitch to. So it ain't about the bitch. It's about what I want. I want to be in an Applebee's. I don't want to be in some motherfucker's hut. You know, whatever. Could get shot or some shit. I want to be somewhere that's where I supposed to be. And if the bitch with me, she coming. Period. So my point to you is don't ever feel like a damn fool when you do some shit you want to do. I don't care how much it costs you. You understand
me? I love that, bud. Thank you, bud.
You motherfucking right, brother. 618, what's up?
Hello?
You there? Yeah, what's happening, brother?
Hello?
Yeah, I got
you. What's going on, Rosebud?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
Oh, man, chilling, staying afloat until I get a new boat, Pete.
Come on. Yeah. What's your question?
Rosebud, I was in this situation, and I'm just getting hit with the technology and stuff like that. I finally did end up making me a little Facebook, and I was talking to one of my little ladies.
Hold up, bro. Listen to me.
Okay.
Understand this. First impressions are a motherfucker. Do you know how many times you said, just now?
Probably a few.
Maybe 15.
Dang. Y'all need to slow
down.
What
I'm saying, bro, check yourself, man. You don't need to talk with that bullshit. That means you ain't shit to a bitch. When you talking to her, you start talking about, they think you a glook. You ain't no motherfucking glook. You supposed to be conscious.
Not.
Man, well, be conscious of how you sound and what the fuck you saying. Because all I heard was glook. And I ain't trying to sit up and talk to no glook-ass motherfucker. That's why I cut you off, man. And because I know you ain't no goddamn glook, and I know you didn't know it, but I know when you re-listen to this shit and you hear how many times you said, you see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So let's go.
Let's go.
Fuck the apology. Fuck all that. What's your goddamn question?
All right. Now I've been dealing with this
little
lady friend of mine.
There you go.
Didn't
you hear you say,
exactly.
Come on. Be conscious of that shit, man.
All right,
yeah.
Well, I've been dealing. Oh, I did it again. Oh, my God.
Hey, wait. When you catch it, don't do that. Don't do that. Just catch it mentally. Just catch it and keep talking.
Okay. Well, I've been talking to this woman for over 10 years, and she cool. We chilling, we kicking and stuff like that. Now, I just now got me a Facebook recently, and then a partner of mine was like, he seen her on a Facebook and stuff like that, but he basically told me that he wasn't going to send a friend request or something like that down them lines. And then start me a little Facebook account, I'm seeing that they already friends on her. So it's to the point where now it's dawning on me. I don't know, not on no sucker stuff, but it's like, bro, I want to ask him, did you send it to her or her? And he already know how I kind of feel about the mystery.
Hey, stop,
I've been
man, stop, man. You've been fucking with somebody for 10 years, right?
Yeah, but Shane never chose up for real. It's just like,
Can you, I don't want to hear your life story, man. I just want to talk about what you're talking about. So you've been fucking with somebody for 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you ain't been locked up or nothing, right?
No. It's just, we've kind of like in a friend zone.
Come on, man. I don't want to hear all that. What I'm saying is you ain't been locked up. So what is the reason in the last 10 years you just now setting the Facebook page up?
Now, I didn't have it for a couple of years, but it just dawned on me now. It's sort of like, and then I see the homie.
Getting off the subject. The subject is why you just now getting the Facebook page. You say you had it a couple of years. My point in asking you that is why in the fuck are you concerned about whatever bitch you talking about being some friend on Facebook with some motherfucker you know? Man, come on, man. That's some second grade bullshit if I ever heard it.
So you saying
why are you worried about
up?
It, bro?
It's sort of like everything didn't change. It's sort of the, I feel like now basically like everybody got everybody's phone up and it's just
No man. You changed. You the one found out shit and you seeing shit the way you seeing it. You don't know if it's the way you seeing it. You just seeing it that way. Why don't you take your ass and face up to whatever the bitch is. This is what's going on with you and dude. Woo-woo. Instead of guessing. Because you sitting over there guessing. That's what's wrong
right.
with you guys. You guys are, hey man, I hate to say it, man, but you got punk in you or something. Why the fuck you don't go up and say something to the bitch?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
It, and
answer
the thing
the
about
question.
It is,
no. Answer the question. Why you didn't go up and say something to the bitch? Because listen to this. Whether he knew it or not, the bitch knows she talking to you. So she's supposed to
right.
be proper. It ain't the nigga's fault. It's the bitch. Why didn't you say something to her?
I haven't addressed any one of them yet.
Because
listen, bro.
You can't blame her for driving the car if you sitting in the driver's seat and you let the goddamn steering wheel go. She just supposed to sit in the car and wreck?
No.
Well, I'm saying, motherfucker, you don't take your position and you don't do what you're supposed to do, she gonna do what she do. Whatever that is. You
move
leave
around.
It up to, hey, bro. I don't know what else. I ain't saying anything about the bitch because I don't think she did anything wrong. I think you soft as fuck because you think shit and don't move on it. And then you start dreaming. See, you know, guys today, 21st century dudes, they don't use their minds to imagine anything but shit that's horrible. They don't imagine running a 100-yard dash and crossing that finish line first. They imagine falling or getting beat or whatever, people laughing at their legs. Or, you know, all that kind of stupid-ass fucking shit.
Right.
How come you didn't imagine yourself checking that bitch?
Not following up all the way. No.
That's why you didn't. That's what is it when you don't check, you know, check the business? Well, I ain't following up on shit. No, I'm saying, how come you didn't think about it?
Yeah, shit.
You can't answer.
Oh, no. I think I was kind of like.
You can't answer it. Anything you say is an excuse, some bullshit. That's why you got to admit to yourself right now, you just be wanting shit. You ain't no nigga to go get something. I'm not a nigga to want nothing. I do want it the first time I think of it. But that's the last time I'm wanting it because I'm going to get it. I'm not finna sit and wait for shit to come to me like you. That's what you do. You know, mother, good guys come in last. So does motherfuckers who wait.
Oh, basically, shit, the chick ain't going to wait for you to get your game straight and then try to come at her. She got to keep it pushing.
Hey, it ain't basically that. It's that. If you don't be real, how she going to be real? She going to do what she doing until some motherfucker give her to be real. Your partner might have seen that she was loose. And your silly ass sitting up there fucking with her for 10 years and she loose. This nigga going to be fucking with her 3 months and he going to have her. She's really going to be bad. You in the friend zone and you don't know it and you don't care until some other nigga about to tap that ass. Then you care. Too late then, bro.
So what you recommend I do?
Leave that bitch alone or go up to that bitch and tell her to bring her ass with you? I don't care what you do, but you got to do either or. You either going to leave the bitch alone, let that nigga have her, or you going to go up to that bitch and let her know you want to fuck with her on another basis. And you know what, bro?
Yeah, because
I don't want to hear your bullshit, man. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. If you go straight to her and don't do this, don't do that shit until that goddamn business, baby. You know, all this time I've been fucking with you, I didn't decide that you it for me. What you think? And the bitch gonna say, she gonna be shocked a little bit. And you say, I know this shit is coming at you once, but come on, let's go over here. We will take her and do something. And keep talking the same shit.
Uh-huh. So basically you saying you got to go.
No, man. I didn't basically say shit. I said it. I didn't basically say nothing. You must have basically heard it. That's why I don't fuck with you guys, man. That's what you do. You take some shit and, you know, nigga telling you what to do. And so you saying, all right, G, I'm going to go do it. You want to pour a whole bunch of water on it. Mix it up with the water so it'd be weak as fuck. So you can take it and go deliver that weak-ass bullshit you're going to say, that's why you shit like that. Because your goddamn ass is weak and you're scared of anything strong. Because if you were strong, you'd be thinking. And you ain't trying to sound like no fucking gluke. You know what a gluke is? Some big, tall, 8 feet tall motherfucker with 7 foot arms. Do you want to be looked at like that, gluke sounding motherfucker? Shit. I mean, people might say, you know, here and there in their conversation, but they ain't going to say it that many times. And, you know, counting them. I was counting that shit after I had already told you about it. And once I say, just mentally check it. You didn't check shit because you had 16 of them. How does that sound, bro?
Not crispy.
What I'm saying is that's what the motherfucker is hearing that you talk to. They're not hearing what your mind is thinking.
I gotta articulate my stuff better.
You do, bro. And that comes with thinking. That comes with believing that you have something to offer and you want to offer it and you want to eliminate all the distractions from her accepting. Now, if you want to do that, we gonna be cool. So look, let me see what 254 got to say. And I ain't going to close you out yet because you ain't really talking crazy. 254, what's happening?
What's happening, bud?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
Man, I'm just trying to get some game, bro. I ain't got no game, and I hear you talking about the SWU, so I just wanted to know, like, if you could just kind of give me, like, a little more breakdown on what you're really providing there because I'm new to your channel. I'm new to
all
your...
Check this out, brother. Check this out. SWU is Sidewalk University. SWU is where you can learn a whole bunch of street knowledge that pimp motherfuckers like me have, but you ain't got to take your ass out in the street. But it's not about becoming a pimp. It's about becoming as confident as a pimp is. Because we're the only motherfuckers can go. I can go to Greece and catch me a Greece bitch and can't speak none of that Greek shit. Why? Because I know that's the bitch I'm talking to. I can communicate her with my manliness as she was communicating with me with her femininity. See, you can go anywhere and recognize when a bitch is flirting with you. And you don't need to speak her language. So why can't you go anywhere and the bitch recognize when you're flirting with her? And you don't need to speak none of that language. See, I can do that shit, man. That's what SWU is. Teaches you my course, but in more detail. My course, let's use the number. My course got 100 things to learn. So you buy it and take it home and use it. And you learn 15 things that you did not know in these 15 teams you can actually see making you sharper. You would think that because that's what happens. They think, damn, this course is the shit. And you know what I tell them? Bro, what about those 85 other things you didn't learn? You're learning all that shit in SWU, bro. That's what it's about.
Okay, and you mentioned the course, and like, is SWU a confident course?
Bro, I ain't selling my course on this goddamn shit. If you got a whole bunch of questions, take your ass to AskRosebud.com and get your questions answered. If you need more answers after that, hit me on the email, AskRosebud@gmail.com. I ain't no goddamn salesman. I'm a motherfucking instructor.
No, I think I know what to do.
Because I talk too much shit. I know it. Be cool, brother.
Hey, bro, at least you was,
you know, semi-honest. And I know you got
the
game.
I'm going to keep it real. Rosebud, I came up listening to y'all and, you know, just seeing the movies, on, you know, and coming on up and, you know, y'all done did some legendary things, man, and at the end of the day, you know, I salute it all, man. It's just, I tell you what really happened to me, though.
No, man, I don't want to fucking hear your goddamn story, man. Bye. Yeah. I ain't trying to hear no about what happened to you, man. Who can give a fuck what happened to you, man? I want motherfuckers to learn some shit. So what I'm saying is I've fallen in love with me. And I think I had quit me last month or something. I don't know, because when I seen that motherfucker this morning, I was like, God damn. And it's because I'm truly a fortunate motherfucker. I got three distinct sets of die-hard friends. When I first hit the scene, first grade, second grade, whatever, I was, you know, John Dixon. And, you know, I went to school and, you know, made a little name for myself because I was a Dixon. You know, but damn it, all my brothers, all of them, had nicknames. And I didn't. I got six brothers, one younger than me and the other five older than me. And they all got fucking nicknames, and I didn't know why I was so goddamn special that I didn't need a nickname. And to make matters worse, I started complexing because I didn't have one. Then when I, you know, went from the sixth grade to the seventh grade, the black era was coming in. You know, and Black Soul was on everybody's mind. So, of course, when I thought about it, you know, since I was a conceited bastard way back then, I felt my name should represent our race. And I took the name of Soul Man. This is about 63, 64, something like that. And I was so into that name, I wouldn't even put, you know, on your class papers, the period, the class, and whatever, all the heading. The only thing I would put on my papers was Soul Man. On every class, Soul Man. And at first they wouldn't grade my papers, but I was a smart nigga. I was a bad nigga, but I was smart. You know, my daddy would whoop my ass as a nigga that got good grades. So I got good grades, but I didn't want them motherfucking niggas that I fucked with to think I was a punk, so I talked hella shit in class. Very disruptive. And then the dean called me to his office. And he said, well, what's up with this, you know, Soul Man stuff? And I told him, man, that John Dixon, that's my fucking slave name. And from now on, you know, my name is Soul Man. This motherfucking white man, he was really cool.
His name was Mr. Morrison. He told me that, look, I understand. I'm going to talk to your teachers. Because his son was on the track team. And I was on the track team. And without me, his fucking son, which you know the motherfuckers that have kids, that be teaching this thing, well, their kids would be, you know, brainiac. His son, you know, the only thing his son could do was run. So, and he was on the track team. Mr. Morrison knew if I got off the track team, his son wouldn't have a chance to get a ladder or none of that shit in sports. But I'm telling you, Mr. Morrison, you know, whether he really understood or not, he talked him into letting me put soul in there. And let me tell you something. I never, in my junior high years, put any hand in except soul man. And then, I guess, as I graduated around 74, I got sprung on this motherfucking game, and I turned out. That's when I became Rosebud Bitterdose. But John Dixon, soul man, and Rosebud Bitterdose have three sets of friends. And the reason I'm mentioning this shit is I, you know, genuine friends from each of those eras, especially. There's a few that I'm going to mention, but it's not all of them. And those that I don't mention, please don't, you know, I'm old. But I know I think of Billy Randolph, Michelle Barksdale, Porter, Sandra Glaster, Whiteman, hey, Elaine, Claiborne Hicks, Raymond Jollett, Sammy Willis, Michael Virgil. You know, Stanley Jones, there's so many brothers and sisters that I grew up with that still fucking living. I might have went to the first grade with these people. Michael Virgil, come on, he lived three houses down from me. We jacked off and climbed in our hands in his motherfucking room. Michael. I'm sure I left a lot of you motherfuckers out. But I'm serious when I say this. These are 60-year friends. You know, my soul man years was just as important as Rosebud years because I was a fucking young motherfucker, didn't have shit. Just, I was a Dixon, but I didn't have no nickname. I just, oh, come on, man, I was tripping. I just thank God that I have such an array of friends. Now, another note. The best things are often unexpected. They come unexpectedly. Now, I was sent $40 by a brother who bought several conversation tools. And the $40 was a reward for my dedication to helping. You know what I did? I thanked bro, and I told him I couldn't accept the money. But what I could do is offer him one of them RAS tools so that, you know, for that $40, which they are $75. So I'm saying if he accepted, he's going to save $35. And what I'm saying, fellas, no matter what, you don't know what I do. I give, then I receive. Now, ain't that how it should be? I give and I receive. Get on them goddamn tools, man. They, you know, they on sale. 2 for 1. Get at me. Hey. Well, wait. Let me see what y'all talking about over here. I did shit like that. Man, girls come on to me. So I don't understand my man. He's so full of shit. Jay Smith said it. I guess he's talking to me. I don't know. But you know your game nonstop, so I know. Okay, man. Girls, I thought I was the only one getting your ass up for bad grade. No, nigga. Nah, you ain't the only one. Soul man. Yeah, that should be my name. But I believe it's true. It works. Bitter You motherfuckers. The thing about, you know, this kind of shit, when I read this stuff, you guys be forgetting I'm only reading whatever your point is because you don't add everything so I can know what you're talking about. And it ain't no big thing. It's just that I would like for you guys to actually call in, you guys that's in that comment section. I would really prefer you called in so that I could see, I mean, you know, really live through actively what's going on. But look, I'm gone. I'm loving this shit. You guys respecting it. So it must be cool. Support me though, man. Hit me on that, what is that shit? Cash App. Hit me on the Cash App. $Rosebud68. Hit me. I'm gone. Thank you.